Dara Haaretz Kadmila Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Walcha, and this week we're focusing on the middah of Kavod Atzmi, self-respect. And over the past few days, we've been discussing the importance of recognizing our intrinsic significance and thinking about the significance of what we do. But inevitably, we do fall sometimes. We do things that we aren't proud of, and that we don't seem to be in line with this magnificent potential and mission for which we know we were created. And so what we're going to discuss today is how to hold on to that critical feeling of Kavod Atzmi during these inevitable setbacks or these periods of setbacks. And I have to begin with the Baal Shem Tov's explanation on the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tesayin, because it just resonates so deeply. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. A tzaddik falls seven times and rises. A tzaddik doesn't allow failure to overwhelm him, but he picks himself up and he tries again seven times. But the Baal Shem Tov asks, what's the significance of the number seven? Why not six or 117? And he explains that the significance of the number seven is that it represents a cycle, 7 days of the week. As soon as the week ends, it starts again, every week again. And it's the same thing with this description of the tzaddik in Mishle. Falling down and getting up is not something that happens to you once or even a few times. It's not like it's a rite of passage that once you've been through it or you've mastered it, so you're fine now and it's not going to happen to you anymore. He says it's a cycle. You can expect to fall and get up again, and then for this cycle of falling and getting up to repeat itself again for the rest of your life. Because this is life. Life is a process of falling and of rising again. And the Hasidish Mefarshim here, they don't just interpret this as a sign of resilience, that after a tzaddik falls, he picks himself up. That's fantastic. But shiva yipol tzaddik v'kom. A tzaddik falls seven times and then he rises, meaning he rises because he has fallen seven times. Falling and suffering setbacks and challenges, it actually elevates him. It causes him to rise because we grow through our setbacks. Maybe we become more compassionate to others. Maybe we become less judgmental or less critical or more empathetic or more humble or more dependent on Hashem, but we grow through falling. So the first thing to realize is that falling or failing, it shouldn't eat away at our Kavod Atzmi, but it's part of the cycle of life and actually it's an opportunity for growth. The second idea I want to share in this short time is from Rav Nachman of Breslov. And he says that just as we all know that we have a mitzvah to judge people favorably, something we push ourselves to do, and we're required to do it, even when someone's a complete and absolute rasha, a terrible, wicked person, we have an obligation to try and find something positive about them. That's what Don Katzchos says. He says it's impossible for someone not to have anything good about them, and it's our duty to try and find that one good thing. And then he says, V'chein tzarech ha'adam limtzoi gam ba'atzmai. In the same way, we also need to find the good in ourselves too. Even when I feel full of sin, I feel horrible about myself. I'm not who I want to be and who I know I can be and who I know I should be. I feel like I've even lost the vision of who I am. Tzarech l'chapes olimtzoi ba'atzmai eze ma'at toiv. He says you have to search and you have to find at least something good about yourself. Because negative thoughts, they just drag us deeper and deeper into this hole of self-loathing and it becomes harder and harder to climb out. But as he says, it's impossible that there isn't something good. You still have good things about you. You've done good things. Find them. Write a list of them. Read it to yourself. And then use that to climb out of the hole and to get back to that feeling that I have done good and I can do good and I will do good and I have a role to play in Hashem's world and I'm beloved by Hashem. And everything I do is noticed by him and is valued by him. A final thought. When Yaakov wrestles with the Malach, his name gets changed to Yisrael. From the words, Ki sarisa imelekim va'anashim va'tochal. Because you wrestled or you struggled with the angel and you overcame him. Yaakov is named for the actual struggle. Ki sarisa, because you struggled. Because the struggle is part of who he is. It's part of the person that he evolves into. And it's part of who we are. We're called this name too. We're the B'nai Yisrael. We are a people who struggle, who recognize the value in struggle, who recognize the value in falling and in rising and in getting up again. But if you notice, Yaakov's name has not changed completely. For the rest of his life, he's sometimes known as Israel and he's sometimes known as Yaakov again. Because his victory in the struggle, Sarisa im Elokim va'anoshim va'tuchal, and you overcame him. This victory was not a one-time thing. The struggle doesn't end there. It's not that he's just Yisrael from now on. It's a cycle, like we said. A cycle of struggling and falling and getting up again and starting all over again. But he still always has the potential of Yisrael inside of him, of winning this struggle. And we, the B'nai Yisrael, we have this potential of Yisrael inside us too. Thank you for learning together, and may we all hold on to our highest vision of who we're meant to be all the time, and then continually grow into it. Have a great day.